53-year-old Ronald Post weighs more than 480 pounds. His lawyers are asking a federal court to drop his execution. Their argument? It would be very hard for the execution team to insert an IV into Post's veins to deliver the deadly chemical. And even if they were successful with that, his sheer size might make the toxic chemical ineffective. Rachel Troutman is an Ohio public defender who's helping Post make those legal arguments. She says a Miami, Florida expert agrees.
An expert in morbid obesity and anesthesiology and lethal injection has determined that Ohio cannot kill him with the method that they are going to use. And instead, it's just going to torture him for up to 16 hours. So since they don't have any other way under Ohio statute or under Ohio's execution protocol, by which they're supposed to execute him, they can't execute him. It is not my job to find a way for them to kill my client.
Is there precedence here in terms of any other state ever canceling a lethal injection or some other type of execution because it would supposedly torture the inmate?
We know of no other lethal injection of an inmate that's over 400 pounds. There is a case out of, I believe it's Washington, in which the inmate got a life without parole because the death by hanging was going to decapitate him, and they determined it was cruel and unusual.
But that 1994 case is something Ohio's top cop apparently is not familiar with.
I'm not aware of any where a person's obesity got them out of an execution.
That's Ohio's Attorney General Mike DeWine. His job is to represent corrections officials and defend the scheduled execution. DeWine is talking, but he isn't saying much about Post's argument that trying to give him a lethal injection would be such an ordeal it would amount to torture.
One can argue about capital punishment, but that is the law in the state of Ohio. And it seems to me it'd be kind of an absurd situation to say that someone could become so obese that that would negate a court order and a conviction to hold him responsible for a murder that occurred 30 years ago, an execution-style murder.
While the Attorney General chooses his words carefully, another supporter of capital punishment is strongly criticizing inmate Post's argument that his lethal injection should be canceled. Michael Fawn's son was killed about 20 years ago. His murderer didn't get the death sentence. Fawn says he's frustrated by cases like the Ronald Post one, where the convicted murderer argues that the lethal injection could be so painful it would be cruel and unusual, and therefore unconstitutional. Post was convicted of murdering a hotel clerk during a robbery, and Fawn says Post shouldn't be exempt from pain himself.
If he has a little bit of pain, so be it. I mean, he put that person through a lot of pain that he killed.
Fawn argues an eye for an eye, not just in the punishment, but in the style of punishment.
If it's cruel and unusual to give him a little shot, well, execute him the same way that he executed the person that he is guilty of killing. He shot him, shoot him. A bullet's a lot cheaper.
But a firing squad isn't included in Ohio's execution process. Only lethal injections are. And the Ronald Post case will be decided on legal arguments. In the end, it could be that not the weight argument, but a less sensational one saves him. His new lawyers are arguing that he got incompetent legal advice even before his trial. That's when they say he was counseled to plead no contest, but didn't get anything in return, like a promise that prosecutors would not seek the death penalty. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.